Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And good morning to you. I am joined by Master Gardener Teresa Rooney this Saturday morning, the final weekend of the month of November. Teresa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
And happy Thanksgiving, if I didn't mention it the last time you were on. Yeah,
yes,
we're continuing the celebration. The weekend continues, and as you heard Al say, 2 to 4 inches of new snow today for the Twin Cities.
So please drive safely.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is, outside of being a hassle, especially driving for those visiting relatives, family, friends during the holiday, it's good for the shrubs. It's good for the lawns, right? There is a plus side to this.
There is a plus side. I know the snow is cold for us, but it insulates the ground, which means it slows down the freezing of the ground and protects the crowns and the roots of most of our plants. So we need snow. It's like a quilt.
Yeah, good analogy. Now, if you have any kind of a lawn or garden question and you're a regular listener, you know how busy we get this hour. So call us, text us, any kind of a lawn or garden question for Teresa Rooney at 651-461-9226. You were a master gardener. We always like to give you that salute. What do master gardeners do when there's 2 to 4 inches of snow falling and in the dead of winter? I mean, you can't go outside and work on your grasses and things like that. What do master gardeners do this time of year?
Well, if they've been a bit busy with other things, they could be out there taking care of their shrubs and trees by protecting them with hardware cloth or chicken wire, something so that the critters that live outside all winter long have something not to eat. So you're taking away some of their buffet items. And that's really important, because if they girdle your trees or shrubs, that's when they eat all of the living bark and the phloem and xylem right around the outside. That prevents nutrition from heading up and down the plant in the spring, and your plant can die. So you need to protect your trees and shrubs now. Also, a good thing to do is think about protecting those lilies or those hostas, because spring will come here eventually, and those plants will start to grow, and the bunnies will eat them before you think about protecting them. So it's just good to put up the fencing now, get the protection out there, then you don't have to worry about it in the spring.
I know you don't have to be a master gardener, but I bet you and your colleagues also look at seed catalogs this time of year.
We ordered our seed catalogs months ago, and we're impatiently waiting for them to show up in the mailbox. But yes, so we are looking at all of the pretty pictures and deciding what we want to purchase and what we don't want to purchase. And if you haven't cut down all of your plants yet, hopefully you've left most of them up. You can go outside and take some pictures of your yard and then bring them in and look at those pictures when you start to order your seeds, because you might want to order the 8 new peonies that are coming out and they're brand new and they're so exciting. But if you look at your pictures, you'll realize that you have room for two. So that may help you with your seed catalog purchases.
You know, as you know, Teresa, we talk a lot about dormant seeding on this show. And I was hoping to get rid of the bulk of the leaves on my front and backyard. Mm-hmm. But I was not, because of the weather, I kind of missed that window.
Right.
Am I in trouble? I mean, what is the rule of thumb? If you can still see a part of your lawn?
If you can still see some of your lawn, you know there's a lawn out there, you probably are okay. If you don't know that there's a lawn out there, you probably might not have a lawn in the spring that comes up, because those leaves will mulch. They act like a mulch on the lawn, and we put mulch on our garden beds to stop weeds from coming up, so they will stop the grass from coming up. So hopefully you've got as much as you can out there. If you can see about 50% of your lawn, you're probably okay. But once it starts snowing, it's kind of difficult, and you just have to say, okay, maybe I'll have to reseed in the spring or next summer or next fall.
And as we move into the fall and winter, right in the middle of where we are now, a lot of folks will be calling you or texting you about indoor plants.
Yes.
Is there something we should be doing, caring for them differently than we have done during the regular growing season?
Well, think of it this way. First of all, you can always go to the Extension website, extension.umn.edu, like education, and then go to the yard and garden line, our yard and garden area. Yes, our house plants now are in the house. If you've brought plants in from outside, you may see them start to struggle a bit because you have brought them from a bright, beautiful, sunny outside into a dark closet, which you call your bright house. But to the plants, it looks like a dark closet. So it's going to be very dry air because most of us have forced air heating of some type. So that's harder on the plants too, because we have a lot of humidity here and our house plants like the humidity, but our winter temperatures in our homes are very dry. They can be a little hotter than the plants might be used to outside. So if you can, take a damp cloth, clean off big leaves on your houseplants. If you have leaves, bigger leaves on the houseplants, expect some of the plants to lose some of their leaves as they adjust to lower light. Give them as much light as you can. Clean off the windows inside the house. We think our windows are clean, but they really block a lot of the light. And then just make sure your houseplants aren't sitting right near a drafty radiator or a vent or something like that. Or they don't get drafted with cold air as soon as you come in the house. They're out of that really cold area. That's just something. And watch for insects, because now the plants are a little stressed and there could be insects, spider mites and things like that in the house. And the Extension website can tell you how to take care of all of those. It's just something just to be aware of.
No, that's a good, those are good tips.
You may have to change the watering.
I'm thinking, too, when you talk about critters, we always get to questions about fungus gnats.
Oh, yes, fungus gnats. So make sure that the soil on the houseplants aren't getting so wet that the top stays moist all the time. Let it dry out just a little bit. The fungus gnats live in the very upper parts of the soil. So you'd want them to kind of dry out, that soil to dry out just a little bit. And again, the Extension website has some great information about that. Maybe putting a little bit of sand on top of the soil, just watching how you water. Make sure that when you water, you aren't letting your plants sit in the saucer with water filled in the saucer, that you empty that saucer out maybe after 15 minutes and make sure the plant has, the water has gone all the way through and just stuck to where it needs to be in the soil, and it's not sitting there. Because you're growing houseplants, you're not growing aquatic plants.
Yeah, very good point. I'm looking at a text, and they're coming in now. If you have a question for Teresa Rooney, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Is it okay, texter wants to know, to put down my mulch over the snow? My ground was not frozen earlier.
Sure, it's okay now. If you're talking about your heavy winter mulch, the ground should start to be frozen, so you want to put that heavy winter mulch on now. The ground may not have frozen enough, but you've got to get it down before we get too much snow on the ground. So go ahead and put down your winter mulch if that's what you're talking about. That's just fine to do that. We've just got a barely little bit of snow out there, 1 inch, and it should be fine.
Very good. We have more questions coming in about Dorman sitting on the snow. We'll get to those, among other things. Do call us or text us with your lawn or garden question for Master Gardener Teresa Rooney, 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we still have 22 degrees. That has not changed for hours. But what has changed, light snow is falling. The predicted amount today for the Twin Cities Metro, 2 to 4 inches. We could get another inch overnight, but for your Sunday tomorrow, especially for you travelers, highs near 21 with mostly sunny skies. Again, light snow, 22 now, here on News Talk 830 WCC.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Theo. And welcome back to this portion of our Smart Garden Show. Denny Long here. If you're just joining us, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney is answering those questions today, and they're coming in by leaps and bounds, as they say. You mentioned the website, which is, for those that have never checked it out, it's such a great resource. I always like to give it a shout-out. It is extension.umn.edu. I think it's one of the best in the country.
I think so, too. I agree.
It gets a lot of accolades, and our colleagues there at the U of M do such a great job. So check it out, extension.umn.edu. In the meantime, we're answering your questions. That is, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney is answering those questions.
I thought we were going to trade off. You answer one, I answer one.
Oh, yeah. No. Let's leave it to the experts. Yeah. I'm looking for a green thumb right now. Here's one. I planted a young maple, and a neighbor advised that I wrap the trunk for winter. You kind of talked about that. What kind of wrap do I get? What does that do for my tree?
Okay. So if when you wrap it, it's called a paper wrap, and you start at the bottom, and you wrap it, you just twist it around the trunk of the tree, strong enough so it stays on there. You don't have to try to strangle the tree. What that does is it keeps the sun off of the bark of the tree. It also helps if the snowplow goes by and throws stuff against the tree trunk, or you're doing the snow blowing and you're throwing stuff against the tree trunk. It protects that very, very, very thin bark. It's not going to stop rabbits or mice or deer, because it's paper, and they can eat right through it. So you can put that paper wrap on. Again, you want to start at the bottom and roll, twist it around up like a candy cane, and you're doing that like your shingles on your house so that the snow and the water sheds down. You don't want to start at the top and go down, because then everything would get caught in the little edges. Then I would probably put a cylinder of hardware cloth around the trunk of the tree, and I'd probably make the cylinder maybe 6 or 8 inches around, so that's the diameter of the cylinder, and you can leave that cylinder on all year long if you want to. It will protect it until it gets big enough, because we like maple syrup. The tree tastes sweet, and the critters will try to eat the bark of the tree, and you don't want that to happen to your new tree. If it gets so high, maybe you've only put a two-foot cylinder around the trunk of the tree, and we're going to get a lot of snow, and all of a sudden the bunnies can get over the cylinder, just walk around the trunk of the tree, make a little trail so that the bunnies have to go down back to the where you've made the trail, and they can't jump up onto the cylinder. If that makes sense, if you can imagine that, like a donut, you're making the donut, an inverted donut around the trunk of the tree.
Very good. That is Grab a Phone Call this morning, Teresa. Jimmy's checking in from Elk River, I do believe. Jimmy, what is your question for Teresa?
Morning. Thanks for being here. Like always, I hear on the show, but I did not get my overseeding done, and now that there's snow on the ground, would you wait until spring, or if we get a melting phase like we did last year, throw it down and then let the next snowfall cover it?
That's a really good question. So what you can do is you could put some down now and walk on top of it and try to make seed to soil contact, or at least get the seed down as far as you can. If you have more than 2 inches of snow, I wouldn't bother. But if we do get a melting and we do get to see ground in January or February with that spring, that melt, that little cool, warm period, in winter. Anyway, I laugh. If you can see the soil, then you could put some seed down. Otherwise, wait till the first part of spring. As soon as you can see the soil, top dress a little bit with some seeds, and then make sure that you don't use any crabgrass preventer, because that will stop those seeds from sprouting also. Otherwise, just wait till next year and then do some seeding at the end of August into September.
I heard, I'm almost positive, Teresa, I heard Julie talking about John Trappi, our turf guru.
Mm-hmm.
He had a suggestion, and
okay.
I'm looking at three different text messages now that all are dealing with dormant seeding on the snow.
Yay, Minnesotans being procrastinators.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
But he says, according to John, that it is a good idea. Now, when there's snow on the ground, you can still dormant seed, because you can see where the seed is falling, because it's not as white as the snow. You can see the area.
That's
his thought, mm-hmm. that you could still. So those texters, and there are three or four of them I'm looking at, mm-hmm. that they want a dormant seed. Can I do it during the snow? Yeah. John Trappi from the U of M says, yes, mm-hmm. you can do it on top of the snow.
And I would say, sure, I wouldn't do it on top of 3 feet of snow, but if
no,
there's
a
just
point.
A little out there, you can understand that if you can see the seeds better, so can the birds.
Yeah, good point.
And it's kind of
that's the other side of the coin.
Seed,
yeah.
But, you know, if you've got the seed, maybe you want to put half of it out now and then do it over again in the spring. Or just throw the whole thing out there, you know, as you normally would, and hope for the best. It's we always have next year to fix our whatever we've done the year before.
That's true. And if we're expecting 2 to 4 inches and it began snowing here an
hour or
two ago. I do
it like now, because that new snow will cover those seeds.
That was my point.
But,
exactly.
But wait until we're done with the show and then do it.
Yes. Yeah. Listen to this.
Or
yes.
you can do
you
it
never
on
know.
A headset. Yeah. Or you can do it on your headset.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Let's grab another phone call. Mitch calling in from St. Paul this morning. Thank you, Mitch. What is your question for Master Gardener Teresa Rooney?
Well, thank you so much for taking me a call. I have a very healthy rattlesnake master, and there's lots of seeds to this thing. And I've collected quite a few seeds. It's amazing how many you get. So I was thinking of taking like half of those and scattering those on this area that I have by my house, that just over the snow, like you suggested. And
mm-hmm.
couldn't I just take the half and then just stratify that and grow them
yes.
later and then plant those?
You could. So that I would definitely put them down now. put some of them down now. That's a great idea. It's one of my favorite plants. That's Rattlesnake Master. I thought for a minute you had rattlesnakes, but it's Rattlesnake Master. It's a really cool native plant. And then look into something called Winter Sowing, S-O-W-I-N-G, where you can just plant them out in milk jugs in January and February, and they get winter stratified. They go through the freezing and the thawing in the wintertime, and they're ready to sprout. And then just transplant those little plantlets out in the spring. They might be a little further ahead than the seeds that you put out.
Okay.
But yeah, great ideas. Great ideas, yeah. Mitch. Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking about the Apple House, which, what do they call it this time of year? The Apple...
House Boutique.
Boutique. All right. Yes, I was just driving by there a couple of days ago. I didn't have time to stop in, but maybe this coming week I will. But I'm looking at a text that says, I thought that I heard something about the U of M coming out with a new type of apple. Have you heard anything about this?
I know there's a new one, but I haven't listened to it yet. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. We'll find out.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is probably going to be one of the first areas you're going to learn about it.
Exactly, exactly.
With our help we get
from
the
U of M. They're just amazing with the stuff they are coming out with. Oh, yeah. They work so hard. And just in case you people don't know, because lots of people don't know because they aren't growing apples from, they aren't creating new breeds, new selections, it can take up to 30 years.
Wow.
To bring a new selection to the public with all of the testing and the breeding, 30 years. So when you bite into that Honeycrisp, just thank the people that worked for 30 years to bring that to you.
Isn't that, it's an amazing thought now. I had no idea.
Yep.
All right, hang on, Teresa, please. We're going to take a break and look at that forecast. But we will come right back. If you have any kind of a lawn or garden question, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. From Newstalk 830, this is WCCO. And a good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So... that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Smart Garden Show. If you're just joining us, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney is answering all of those lawn and garden questions for you. You can call Teresa if you'd like to chat. We always love that. Or if you would rather send a text like other folks are doing, that's good too. 651-461-9226 for either a phone call or a text. Teresa, we talked about the Apple House, but you know, just ahead of that, if you're heading from east to west, is the Arboretum. A great place, even this time of year. Maybe some folks especially love this time of year.
Because there's no mosquitoes.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about that. Okay. Always looking for that silver lining. That's great.
Got to find the silver lining in those clouds. Yes, so there's a lot going on at the Arboretum. Even in the wintertime, we're Minnesotans. We deal with winter. We enjoy winter. We embrace winter. At least some of us do. So there's information out there. They have a winter lights, and that's an indoor and outdoor experience. There'll be special ones for adults on next weekend, I believe. And then there's many family nights out there also, and that's included. Some of those are included and some you have to pay extra for. So just always check out the Arboretum first. There's also the poinsettia tree. And I know there's a Latin way to say that. And I'm going to just say poinsettia. You can say poinsettia, whatever you want to say. That pronunciation is fine for you. And then there's also this year a whole bunch of, there's like an indoor forest of evergreen trees. So bring your family and friends. It might be a great place to take holiday photos, to get out for holiday cards if you send those. But there's just a lot going on out at the Arboretum. You can walk some of the paths still. A 3-mile drive may or may not be open. Always check with the Arboretum. Get your reservation or your tickets in early. There'll be lots of events at the Arboretum. So it's a good place to, especially if you go out there in the wintertime and the kids can run around a little bit.
Yeah.
Wear out some of their own batteries instead of wearing out your battery.
That's right. But it is really a great place to take family and friends, especially when they're visiting you or you're visiting them, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Arboretum, just a great, great resource.
And if you're going to think about new trees for next year or new shrubs for next year in your yard, go out and see what they look like naked with no leaves on
them.
So you can see, what does that mean when they're saying it's a very upright tree or it's a very horizontal tree with horizontal branching? You can kind of get a good idea what those seed catalogs and what those catalogs are telling you just by looking at the bare forms of the tree.
And you got your research team out looking for that new kind of apple. What did your team find out?
I did. My team is just on top of it this morning. So the newest variety of apples from the Minnesota Extension or UMN is called Kudos, KUDOS, like I'm giving you kudos. Kudos to the UM. And also, it's a cross between Zestar and Honeycrisp.
Ooh.
It usually will ripen toward the end of September, so it's a little bit of a later variety. And it has, what does it say? Juicy texture and sweet, well-balanced flavor with occasional tropical overtones.
Hmm.
I don't know who writes this stuff, but that sounds really delicious, and now really I want
does.
An apple.
But when would it be available, do you think?
You probably won't find it a lot yet. It takes a number of years to build up the stock and get the trees big enough so that they can fruit and we can bring it to market. So you may just find it a little bit. I'd probably check the Apple House and talk with those folks. They may have an idea of when you can start seeing it more readily in our stores and things.
Again, another question about seed. There's a narrow stretch of lawn on the west side of our house where we had wanted to put down some lawn seed. Is it too late to do so with a small amount of snow on the ground? No, do it today.
Do it today. Before we get much more snow out there, because then the new snow will cover it and protect it from the birds that are out there going, where did my food go?
Might be a real good day to do that.
Might be really good idea, yep.
I'm looking at, Teresa, another text. Coleus cuttings are now 6 inches tall. The pots are in a tray, and I water from the bottom. Is that wrong?
That's fine. As long as the plants look healthy and they're not wilting, you're doing just fine.
Okay.
Yep, you're doing fine.
Please discuss how to take care of an amaryllis flowering bulb once the flowering cycle is complete. I'd like to try to regrow it next year. They are great gifts to give.
They are great gifts to give. So go to the Extension website, extension.umn.edu, and go to the indoor plants, and you'll find amaryllis. Julie Weisenhorn has a great little video. I'm not trying to diminish it. It's a great short video on how to plant up a waxed amaryllis bulb if you have it, or how to plant up any bulb once it's unwrapped. Once you shake the wax off, you plant it the same as every other bulb. What you want to do, though, is once it has finished blooming and the stalk has died down, you can go ahead and cut that stalk off because you don't want it to set seed. You just want the flower. It's just like you would deadhead your tulips and your daffodils so they don't start to set seeds. Then you just keep it as a houseplant, give it a bunch of light, as much light as you can. You can then transplant it outside or put that outside in a pot all summer long and grow it there. Then when you bring it in the house, you have a choice whether you want to let it go dormant or whether you just want to continue growing it as a houseplant. When you continue growing it as a houseplant, you don't really know when it will start to bloom again. But you can. It does not need a dormant period unless you want to figure out when you're going to make it bloom. The Extension website article on the amaryllis tells you all the very details if you want to let it go dormant and bring it back and then start it growing again for next year. But yes, you can grow them for years and years.
All right, very good. Pardon me for laughing. I'm looking at a text. We know that you didn't mean it quite that way when you're talking about the arboretum this time of year, but the texter says, quote, go out and look at your plants naked. I did, and the neighbors called the cops.
Whoops, I forgot.
I know that. We know what you meant. We know
there's not punctuation when you're talking with speech. And punctuation is extremely important.
Very important, yes.
Thank you. You gave me a good laugh.
Let's see here. Good morning, texter says.
Especially don't do that at the Arboretum.
Especially this time of year. Good morning. We have an overgrown magnolia tree too close to the house that has been ignored far too long. I can't seem to find consistent information. When is the appropriate time to prune it back, and how aggressive can we get?
Okay, so if you don't care about flowers, you can prune it after it's become dormant. If you want flowers, it's just like a lilac. It has set its buds for next year already. So if you don't care about flowers, you can go ahead. If it's a tree, it depends on how big it is. You may want to consider moving it because you don't want to have to fight with this for the rest of its life. You don't want to have to fight because it's going to keep growing. However, if you like pruning and that and backing it off, you can go ahead, and if you don't care about any flowers, you can go ahead and prune it back. Remember, it's a tree, so you never want to take off more than one quarter at a time, and you could prune it back. Just head back some of the branches, maybe top it. It's going to start looking a little weird when you're doing that, so that's why I'm saying you may want to consider moving it next spring as soon as it's either done flowering, or if you don't care about the flowers, you could trim all that back, give it a little pruning now, and then just move it in the spring to a place where it's better suited so it's not so large.
Very good. 651-461-9226. That's our phone number. It's also our text number. Speaking of text, here's another one, Teresa. Can I put wildflower seeds now, including milkweed? I'm not sure what they're saying. If not, when? Put wildflower seeds where?
They probably want to plant it outside.
Yeah.
The milkweed does need to go through the winter stratification for our zone. You can put those seeds out now under the snow and maybe pat them in when you put them out there. I'd save some of them, maybe do half of that, just like the gentleman earlier that was going to do half winter sow or half half of his rattlesnake master now. So go ahead and get those seeds out there now under the snow. Push them in, walk on them if you can, and then just let the snow kind of sink on top of them and save them. And then again, try winter sowing in January and February with the rest of your seeds that need that winter stratification. You have a better handle on where those plants are and where the seeds are, and they're a little protected from our little critters that like to eat newly growing plants.
What type of year, and I remember you and our colleagues talking about Well, you take like plastic milk jugs and you cut the top off, and you can put the what is that procedure, and what time of year do you do that?
Okay, that's called winter sowing, S-O-W-I-N-G, winter planting. You can go online. I think the extension website has an article on it. I think I was supposed to do an article and I never did. Anyway, so what you're doing is January and February, you get your milk jugs. You can get lots of milk jugs if you don't have milk jugs or anything that will hold seeds and soil. You can get those from either your own usage or from a coffee shop. They usually have milk jugs that they would like to recycle and give away. Anyway, so what you do is you cut the milk jug in half, so you have a bottom and a top half. You can leave part of it attached if that's easier for you, so you just have like a flip top. And then you put in about 2 inches of potting soil in there, get that very damp, put your seeds on top, maybe sprinkle a little more potting soil on them, just as you would normally. You can do this to just about any plant that can that overwinters in our area. Then you just put a marker in there with what the name of the seed is. You tape it back up again. Of course, you can take your favorite colored duct tape that coordinates with your house or your holiday decorations, and you duct tape that back together again, take the lid off of the milk jug, walk outside with the milk jug and the very wet soil with the seedlings in it, and you've written a label inside, you write on the outside what it is too. And then when you're outside in an area you're going to put this down, you just poke a bunch of holes in the bottom. Yes, water will start to drip out of it. Do this in January or February, and then you just set the milk jug somewhere where it's not going to get the warm sun that we have in the on the west or the south side. So you want to give it a little bit of shade. North side, east side of your house is just great. Not right next to the foundation, a little bit out. You want that then to freeze, and then it will thaw and freeze a little bit as the winter goes on. In the spring, it will come up when the seeds are ready. If you have to, you can leave them in those milk jugs for a while. Just take off the tape so you can pop the lids open so they don't get too warm. Water if needed. And then when you're ready, you can plant those out in your garden or your pots, whatever you want to do with them.
That's called winter sowing. Your next assignment is to write that article so I can read it and follow it, and we all can share in that. But Teresa, we need to take a break. Let's do that real quickly and be right back with more of our Smart Garden Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Welcome back to this portion of our Smart Garden Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. This morning, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney answering all of those lawn and garden questions for you. Here's the phone number again. It's also the text number, so use it whichever is easier, 651-461-9226. Looking at a text, Teresa, that says, we enjoy the show each week. Thank you. We saved some seeds from our apple tree. We'd like to see if we can start a few new seedlings. How and when do we do this? Not sure what kind of apples they are.
Okay, so if you saved your seeds from the apple tree and you plant those seeds on, you will not maybe get the same kind of apple because it's a hybrid of some kind. You don't know the parentage. And when that apple seed is there, it now is part of the tree that you grow, and part of the pollen or part of the DNA comes from another tree that helped to pollinate that flower. So you're not going to know what you're going to get. But if you're not that worried about it, you can just go ahead and plant those seeds up now in a cup in the house, a little container in the house. Just plant them maybe about, I'd say, half an inch deep. You don't need to plant them very, very deep. Just water well. Before you plant them, you may want to take a nail file and just kind of buff the surface of the seed a little bit. That will help to break the seed coat and allow the moisture to get in, which will activate the growing of the seed. Just grow up the little seedlings in the house, and then you can harden them off in the spring and plant them where you want to plant them, or you can keep them growing in the house for a year or two, or put them outside and bring them back in the winter time to just let them get a little bit bigger, and then go ahead and plant them in a nice sunny spot in your yard, and just take care of them like you would a brand new seedling.
Very good.
But again, I don't guarantee that you're going to get the same kind of apple.
That's right. Texter says, should I still put mulch on my strawberries since they're covered with snow? And what mulch should I use?
I would use a straw, and yes, I would probably protect those strawberries just a little bit. So some straw would be really good. Not hay, you want to use straw. Straw is a bedding. It doesn't have seeds in it. It's just the stems of the plants. So go ahead, and you can do that.
All right. Another text. Good morning. I found Daffodils Golden Sonata Mix bulbs for 49 cents for 3 bulbs. I love deals, texter says. Mm-hmm. Can I plant them now or in the spring? I do not see an expiration date in the box, but I surely would like to have some beautiful daffodils for a good deal. Love the show.
I'm giggling to myself because I just finally got my daffodils in the ground. I had to move some snow. Don't do that. But yes, go ahead, plant them now. If the ground's not frozen where you're living, go ahead and get those daffs in the ground now and just cover them back up. And hopefully they'll root out in time and grow for you. Keeping them over the winter would probably not work well at all. So at least getting them in the ground now gives them a fighting chance. Good luck with you on that.
Yep. That's great. You know, I'm looking at a text, and I think it's a great idea. Someone sent me a reminder that as far as gift-giving, memberships to the Arboretum are very much appreciated.
Excellent idea. Yes, memberships to the Arboretum are absolutely a wonderful gift. You're giving a gift of experience to the folks that you're gifting, and that's absolutely a wonderful thing to do. Yes.
And we're members here at our house, and what's nice, one of the nice features as you can check online what the story is, whatever. But you go out there and show them your membership card, and you don't have to pay anything.
You don't have to pay anything.
You're
in. Just zip right in, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, and it's such a great resource. I know we maybe repeat ourselves, but it really is. For those that have never been there, I think it's safe to say once you do go there, you're going to be going back there.
You'll go back. And think about in the middle of winter, they do have a little conservatory that's filled with green growing plants that you can walk through. So you can actually smell plants and growing soil and things like that. Again, growing plants and smell the soil and the water and just be surrounded by greenery even in the middle of winter. And sometimes there's flowers like orchids and things blooming. So it's a win-win situation.
Another win-win situation is someone wants to repeat us that our website we mentioned, and that's the U of M website, extension.umn.edu, extension.umn.edu.
Yep.
For those folks that have never seen there, what is all in there, but what are some of the things you can learn or can find out about?
So pretty much anything about growing in Minnesota and houseplants and all kinds of stuff. How to plant vegetables. They have a seed starting article now, seed starting indoors. They have features like plant elements of design. So if you're designing a new garden and you want a rose bush that's 3 feet high with pink flowers and it's a bush and it's ever blooming, you can find that in there. You want some native plants like what is this rattlesnake master of which you speak? You can find that in there and get some good pictures. How to plant a garden, lots of information. There's connections to classes on there. If you want to find a class or if you want to find to get a hold of a master gardener, you can ask a master gardener on that website. What is wrong with my tomato? You can figure out that. Diseases on plants, what fruit to grow. There's so much information. They have a lawn care calendar, how to find good grass seed, what grass seed should you use in your lawn, how to figure that out. It's just a lot of really great information, and I like to tell people, you know, if you're in charge of the gardening outside, you know, go to the website and do some research and let the other people in your house, they can clean the cat box and they can walk the dog and they can do the dishes and make the dinner, because you're researching what you need to do for a good garden outside. So you can get out of a lot of chores, too.
That's a method to your madness. I love it. right.
Well, I don't know, but there's a lot of madness there that I can vouch for.
It's a great resource, extension.umn.edu. Teresa, always fun. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. And I know we'll be connecting here in the next couple of weeks or so.
I will see you guys in December. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Master Gardener Teresa Rooney answering those questions this morning on our Smart Garden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.